Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. We're back with more business news. I'm Sharad Kutin with me, Tan Chung Han. On the line, we have Cheryl Pola, Deputy Head of Equity, Afin Huang Asset Management.
Good morning, Cheryl. All right, let's get your comments on how small caps, how they have performed year to date, especially when comparing them to large cap stocks.
Okay, if you look at the small cap sector, the small cap index is up about 19% this year, which is actually the best performance the small cap sector has shown in the past 3 years. In fact, in 2015, the FBM small cap index actually declined by 7.5% after climbing by about 6% in 2015. Now, if we were to break it down, the top performers would be names like Skanda Waterfront City, which was seen as a play on Banda Malaysia. I mean, the stock is up 300% this year. And other notable movers would be tech players such as Malaysian Pacific Industries, Globetronics, and even semiconductor equipment manufacturers Pentamaster and Vitrox. The strong move in tech players is not a Malaysian phenomena, but one that can be seen across the region. Now, one difference between the previous years is that 2016's upward price movement had more to do with strong demand rather than an uplift in ringgit weakness. I'm talking about the tech stocks. And another sector which has done well is the construction space, in particular players like George Kent, Mohiba Engineering, and even Kerjaya Prospect. For these players which have a smaller order book, I think a large contract has an outsized impact on their order book and earnings, which is why they have done better than big boys such as, you know, IJM and Gamuda, which need far larger contracts to move the needle. Now, if we look in comparison, the FBM KLCI is only up by 7.5% on a year-to-date basis compared to 19% for the small cap index. But it's still very, very good compared to last year's dismal performance, where the FBM KLCI was down close to 3%. So it's generally been quite a good year for the market as a whole. I think one other interesting thing to note is that we've looked at the performance of small cap funds across the industry. And generally, I think small cap funds have lagged the index performance. And I think my sense is that many funds were cashed up at the beginning of the year. And as market has run, I think there's been a lot more retail inflow into these funds. And this has diluted performance.
So just to make sure I'm reading you clear, so the small caps has pretty much been dominated by retailers. Is that what you're saying?
No, actually, the retailers are in the market. But I think the institutional investors are still a far bigger force to reckon with, even in the small cap space. So we have both retailers and institutional investors in the small cap space. But I think we see very little foreign interest in the small cap space. And this is because I think foreigners are less interested because of liquidity constraints. So if we see the 6.6 billion foreign inflow to the Malaysian market, very little has actually flown to the small cap sector. And this is, of course, because I think the small cap index requires a lot of local knowledge, which the foreign investors don't have.
Now, going back to that 19% rally that you've seen in the small cap index, is that sustainable?
I think that's a really good question to be asking at this point. I mean, 19% is nothing to sniff at. The sustainability of the market very much depends on earnings growth and delivery. And I think we will start to have a better feel of this as companies are now just starting to report their first quarter earnings. Now, market has had a very good run. I think it's been pricing in a lot of hope, and I think investors should be very judicious at this stage. And actually, from our perspective, we think that big caps probably offer better value from a ringgit perspective. Now, what I mean here is that although the big caps by themselves are not particularly cheap, we believe that the ringgit is undervalued. And so when investors, foreign investors, decide to put money into Malaysia, it is often a currency decision first. So if they think the ringgit is cheap, they will invest, and mainly into liquid big cap stocks such as, you know, Maybank, CIMB, or Sime Darby. Thus, they make two layers of return, you know, one from currency appreciation and the other from the stock market return itself. So if you look at where the ringgit was trading at this time last year, it was already at 390 after about 6 billion ringgit of foreign inflow. But up until yesterday, I think the ringgit had not broken 440, even though we received even more foreign money compared to last year. And this was because of the huge bond outflows. So yesterday, when we saw the ringgit breaking this psychological, you know, 440 level, I think we will probably see a lot more foreign investors looking at the market, coming back and only buying all these liquid big cap names.
All right. So just to make it clear, you know, is the house recommendation to invest in small caps, you know, versus big cap stocks, or is it very much dependent on the investor's portfolio or mandate?
I think at this stage, I think small cap investing is still okay, but you need to have a lot higher risk appetite and ability to tolerate volatility. Well, on a risk reward basis, I think we think that on the large caps, still have a bit more to go, especially from the ringgit perspective. So I think it really depends on your risk appetite at this point in time.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Cheryl Pola, Deputy Head of Equity at Affin Hwang Asset Management.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.